few scriptures with me. We're going to get started here. And let's go ahead and pray one more time. Shall we do that? Let's agree in prayer that God will get over to us what he wants to tonight. And I was, all of a sudden I was like studying and, you know, I usually go over some notes and stuff. And suddenly it's like 7:15. Come on, let's stand up together. Praise God. Amen. Let's stand. The Bible says when you stand praying, let's forgive if any if you're mad at someone, if you got resentments, you got any strife, put that all away. Praise God. And if you haven't forgiven someone for something, put it away. And so, Father, we want to thank you tonight as we stand here in your presence together. We put away our thoughts of anger, or resentment, even self-pity of how we've been wronged. And so we thank you today for forgiveness. We ask you to forgive us for anything that we might have against anyone. But we also pray for those who have wronged us. You said pray for those who have hurt us or used us, abused us. And so, Father, we forgive them. We let it go. We let it go, and we cast it on you. So thank you tonight for that ability to do that, because you've given us that ability to forgive. We thank you for it, that ability to forgive, that agape love that is able to let things go and not worry about how we feel. So thank you for that ability tonight. And so, Father, we ask that we would ask ourselves to let the people go. Any kind of feeling we have, they have against us, we ask, we let that go. We do not hold it against them if they feel anything against us or have any harm against us. So we praise you for it. We do not let the enemy get a hold of us in our minds and our emotions to stop us. So we thank you tonight. So we give you praise. And so we stand together believing that by the Holy Spirit, you'll get over to us what we need to hear tonight. So we praise you in advance. In the name of Jesus, and everybody said amen, amen. And amen. Praise God. I don't know. I think you're a little too quiet tonight. Well, we had a wonderful time last night in the Word last night, the prayer. We always have a wonderful time teaching on prayer, practicing prayer together. And I want to invite you to come. Next time you want to be part of that, just invite yourself. If you turn in your Bibles to Ephesians 6:18, the Bible talks about all kinds of prayers. We just finished praying the prayer of forgiveness. Jesus, in conjunction with the prayer of faith, used forgiveness as part of that situation, the prayer of forgiveness, the prayer of releasing others. And so we said that Ephesians 6:18, that Paul mentions by the Spirit of God that there are all kinds of prayers. And let's read the New King James Version here. Paul said there are all kinds or various kinds of prayers in Scripture. He said, praying always with all prayer. I believe the Amplified says all manner of prayer or different kinds of prayer. Praying always with all manner of prayer. So we need to learn how to pray all kinds of prayers. Notice, he goes on to say, in supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance, and supplication for all saints. As I mentioned to the students that as we studied on prayer, that the Bible never refers to the term intercession or the prayer of intercession when we pray for other Christians or when we pray for the church, or when you pray for yourself. If you notice in Philippians 4:6, it talks about supplicating for yourself. And he uses the term supplicating for all saints in Ephesians 6:18. There's only two times the Bible talks about intercession, and it usually referred to people outside of the church. In other words, people who are not born again. Because people need to be, the word actual intercession means to stand in the gap, to stand for somebody else. And so we supplicate, the prayer supplicate really refers to praying with entreaty, to plead on behalf of somebody, to pray strongly for someone. And sometimes our Christian friends and brothers and sisters need our help. And so there are times when you have to pray for people, and there are some certain things that you continue to believe God for and stand in faith for them. And notice the word perseverance in that verse of Scripture. Perseverance, you know, you have to continue to pray and persevere until you see the answer or the answer comes. And I was talking to someone here today. They had a burden in prayer for yesterday and today, last night, all night. They had a burden in prayer. Some people carry a stronger area, and for some reason, I don't know why, maybe God lays things on their hearts to pray more. And so that person carried that. Brother Hagin used to tell us, until carry that, pray through until you sense of victory. Amen? So perseverance, you must persevere and continue to pray for those people that God lays on your heart. And I want to add something here that we need to say that, it says supplicate. There's a couple of things I wanted to say. There's something about supplicating. You know, we used to hear these terms all the time. I used to hear these terms, and people used to say, well, you know, I'm interceding for my vision. There's no such thing as interceding for your vision or your ministry. Interceding for your ministry, you can't intercede for your ministry. God either gives you one or he doesn't give you one in an area. But we need to pray to know what God calls us to do. And so we need to know what God calls us to do. And oftentimes people are doing things that God never called them to do because they feel they want to fulfill jobs and duties and have titles and power and that God didn't desire for them, but they desired it on their own because they feel that they're maybe even perhaps insufficient in some areas to be recognized, to have status. And so, I saw that myself in my own self, and that's why I can say that, because God taught me, because I thought being a pastor is such a lower end of the thing that I wanted to be something special other than being a minister. And so I heed the call, and I thank God for the call. And last night I proceeded to tell the people here about when Brother Hagin's ministry, one of the visions he had when Jesus appeared to him about prayer. And he was ministering, and he hurt his shoulder, fell forward and fell off and hurt his shoulder while he was preaching. And he had such a damaging blow to his body that he had to go to hospital, was hospitalized, and in that hospital, Jesus appeared to him and told him, the reason why that happened to you is because you got off my perfect will. He said, every time, and you'll see this trend in the Bible, that every time people get sick or something bad happens to them, it's because they got off out from the will of God, doing what they wanted to do, and consequently suffered financially, physically, and had were hindered in different in the area of ministry. And so, sometimes we persist in doing things, and God allows us to, because He has to, because you will to do it. And we blame God for certain things that happen in our lives that God didn't ordain. He's always ordained good days. Like, you know, someone put in their Facebook the other day that I've got all these troubles and trials and God's giving me these things and teach me something. Well, I couldn't stand it, so if I don't agree with anybody here, I don't usually put anything in your status because that's not my style. But I got so mad about people blaming God that it bugged me to the point that, you know, God doesn't send you trouble. Any kind of trouble. He doesn't kill your kids. He doesn't take your husband. He don't take your children. Oftentimes people take themselves out by messing up and they miss God. And they get out from the will of God and get hurt and get damaged. And so things happen. Bible teaches us we can lengthen our lives or shorten our life. And just to show you that we have something to do with how long we live. If the doctor tells you don't smoke, it's going to kill you, you can shorten your life. Pretty quiet. So, you know, you see that. So he said, in one of those times, he said, Brother Hagin says that Jesus said to him, many ministers often die before their time because they didn't do what I told them to do. No, he didn't commit adultery, stole money from the bank, or embezzled the money. And he just didn't do what God told him to do, and that is to teach what he was told to teach. He said, you love the prophetic, he said, you got away from the prophetic ministry, which I told you to flow into, and you got into the teaching ministry more because you love teaching more than you love the prophetic. And so we need to take heed and follow the will of God in these areas and stop blaming God for the trouble you've had. Start repenting. If that's good for you, put it in your wallet and keep it for a while. Amen? That might be somebody who's pastoring that. You don't need to come to my office now, so you got that. So think about that. So Ephesians 6:18. So we talked about that there are all kinds of prayers. And we talked about the prayer of agreement. And in the prayer of agreement, Matthew 18 and 18 and 19 and 20, we saw in there that Jesus said, if two of you agree on earth as touching anything, if you agree on earth as touching anything, they shall, whatever they ask for, you'll get it. Because whatever you ask there, in my name, I'm going to be there. So we tacked on this idea as well that using the name of Jesus in prayer. And so we followed that thought. We said, you know, oftentimes, when Jesus said in John 14, 13, and 14, Jesus said, whatever you demand in my name, I'll do it. He said, these works, the works that I do, shall you do also. And greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, verse 14 says, I'll do it. And that word ask is not about prayer. He's talking about whatever you demand as your right and privilege, whatever my covenant says, whatever the word says that belongs to you, you just go ahead and demand it. Demand yourself to be well, praise God. Amen? Demand your mind to think straight. Demand your body to be strong. That's why the Bible says, be strong in the Lord. He says, try and be strong. Pray about being strong. No, he said, be strong. He didn't say, go and ask the church to pray about being strong. Pray, get lay hands on you so that you'll be strong. No, he said, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. That's what you have to be. You have to be strong, and you have to decide to be strong. And so, we're the strong ones. Amen? I don't care how you feel, to say I'm strong. The Bible said, let the weak say I'm strong. So everybody say, let the weak say I am strong. Say I am strong. Say, I'm not trying to be strong. I am strong. I'm the strong one. The greater one lives in me. So we have to decide. That's what we're going to do. You know, the Bible says that Abraham, you know, he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Praise God. So we said using the name of Jesus in prayer, we coupled that, you know, we said, okay, we need to learn about the prayer of agreement. And we said that sometimes people often, they are too quick to pray for somebody else when they ask you for prayer, just to be kind, just to be politically correct and politically right, or right, or just be nice. Sometimes you're being nice is killing somebody because you don't teach them. You're not teaching them what to do. And so people pray, and oftentimes people are not ready to be prayed for because they're not in faith, first of all, and they're depending on you to do everything for them. And so we need to learn to teach people. So I've the Lord instructed me to teach people, not to to depend on you spiritually, to pray for them for everything. Lay hands on everybody. Lay hands on yourself. Prophesy over yourself, amen? Learn to prophesy to yourself in the washroom, at work. Say, praise God, I'm strong in the name of Jesus. I'm successful. Say that to yourself. We say, you know, in our reserve, we say that then. That's what we say in our reserve. We say that then, Chuck. So we need to tell ourselves certain things. And God says you're the healed bunch. You're the delivering, you're the delivered bunch. You're not trying to get delivered. The Bible says he has delivered us, not trying to deliver us. He delivered us from the power of darkness. That's the devil and all his cohorts. So right now, if you're hooked to tobacco, you're delivered. If you're hooked to cocaine, you're delivered. Amen. Amen. If you're delivered to pornography or gambling, you're free in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're addicted to food or whatever it is, you're free. Because Christians, a lot of Christians, don't want to say it. They're tied. You know, if you happen to go to a bar, you'll see a bunch of Christians sitting there, spirit-filled Christians. Drinking, they say they're drinking Coke. They're in a casino, you know, and just doing scratching. They're just scratching, trying to win something. Amen. But that's not you. Amen. You stop getting passed out on the table. Now, watch this. With all perseverance and supplicating for all saints. Successful praying depends on you. Jesus said in John 15:7, if you abide in me, first of all, how do you abide in God? And that is you get born again. That's how you live in him. That's how you become in him. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Yeah? So, Jesus, before Jesus went to the cross and all that, you know, Jesus, the disciples asked Jesus, teach us to pray, and we have a prayer called Our Father. They took that out of the out of the schools, which is could be a bad thing, but Our Father is not a New Testament prayer. In fact, most of the people who pray that prayer, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're saying. You know, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's a principle. He said, in other words, you have to hallow his name. That means you have to worship and praise him. What's his name? His name is Healer. His name is my victory. He's my supplier. Amen. He's my God that's everywhere. Amen. He's my peace. He's the Prince of Peace. So you hollow his name. That when we come into his presence, we praise him. We do those things. Our Father who art in heaven, he's our Father. He's in heaven. We hollow your name. We praise your name. We worship you. He's teaching a principle. Hallowed be thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray for his will. His kingdom has come. Amen. His kingdom has come to your heart. Jesus is inside of you. He lives inside of you right now. Amen. The kingdom lives inside of you. The Bible says that in the New Testament epistles. If you just read the four Gospels, you'd never know anything about the will of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, God wants his will to be manifested in heaven. And the only way he can do that is get the word of God into people. Amen. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We pray, we claim, you know, our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We don't forgive like that today under the New Testament. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That's not the New Testament thing. You don't say, you don't forgive me, I won't forgive you. You know, we got the agape. I'm going to show you something here. I mean, you know, I want to challenge you thinking a little bit, because sometimes we listen and we hear things, but we never think about it. We don't evaluate anything. We have to think about what we're doing. Jesus was teaching principles, see? So, he was talking to those disciples before he went to the cross. Before he left, I mean, John chapter 14, then you go over to, you know, you demanded my name, so on, chapter 14 there, 14, 13 and 14. Then he goes 16. John chapter 16. Are you listening? Okay, John chapter 16. If we can get it up here for a second, we can go over 23, 24. Now, he's talking about prayer now. And he's telling the disciples, after when the new covenant has been consummated, when I take my blood to the Father and I cleanse, you and everyone else and make this official, he said, in that day, let's go look at it. In that day, you will ask me nothing. That's the day before he went. And that's the day we're living in. He's already gone to heaven. And that he's given us his name. He said, in that day you will ask me nothing. Like, we're not going to, listen, today, we don't go to Jesus. You don't go to Jesus and pray to Jesus. Are you listening? You don't go to Jesus and pray to Jesus. You go to the Father in Jesus' name. He says in there, in that day, you will ask me nothing. You're not going to ask Jesus anything. He said, you're not going to come to me. Because back then, they were asking Jesus stuff when they were walking with him. Okay, and then he says, most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father, that's right now. In my name, the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever is written in the Bible, whatever is there contained in the New Testament, whatever it is in his name, he said, he will give it to you. Go to verse 24. Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. They didn't use the name of Jesus when they were walking with Jesus. He said, ask and you will receive that your joy might be full. And so right now, your prayer will work when you use the name of Jesus. So stop asking the Holy Spirit. You know, he's there for a different reason. And stop asking Jesus. You ask the Father in Jesus' name. That's the way it's laid out. And so we want to talk about the name of Jesus. Now that I got your attention a little bit, it's good to get excited. Amen? I was, I took the dog today. We have a dog named Sully. He's full-time. He's a full-time guy. I thought we got rid of kids. And he's Holy Ghost dog. Amen? Holy Ghost dog. No, this, I don't know what's wrong with this thing here. It's not cooperating. I was going to say something, but let's go on here. So Jesus said we could use his name. And, Jesus said, whatever you demand in my name, I'm going to do it. Now, you know, there are things that we pray for and things you just claim in the name. Whatever you see belongs to you in the Bible. You know, there's no things, you don't have to pray about certain, there's certain things you pray about, you know. Some people pray about different things, you know, they pray about. One guy asked, I'm coming over to your town, you know, I wonder if I could stay at your house. They say, oh, well, I'm going to have to pray about that. Well, just tell me, do you want me to stay here or not stay here? I'm going to pray about it. So I knew he's lying. He never did get back to me. He's still praying probably. That's like 15 years ago. He's still my friend. And so you don't have to pray about it. Like, you know, if we ask you, can you help out in the children's department? Yeah, I'll get to pray about that. You know, you don't have to pray about it. Just say no, yes or no. I don't like that. Because we might ask you to do something else, right? Okay, so we need to understand, like, you don't have to ever pray about using the name of Jesus. You say, well, wait a minute, let's pray here about this, if we could use that name here. No, it belongs to you. Amen. So, first of all, Jesus, the name of Jesus, let's look at something right here that will give us some insight about the name. Let's go to, the early people of the church, they went around and used the name of Jesus. They didn't pray about the name of Jesus or prayed, pray over someone. They commanded healing to come in the name of Jesus. And they walked with Jesus, and you see that in the only one time in the book of Acts where Paul prayed for someone. And all the other times they demanded or they taught about the name. And if you look at the disciples, they went around teaching about the name of Jesus and how that name worked like magic, so to speak. Now, and sometimes, you know, we have to make a demand that things change for our good. So we use that prayer when we pray together, the prayer of agreement, and we use the name. Jesus said, if two people get together and pray in my name, I'll be right there to make sure it happens. That's what he said. I'm going to be right there. I'm going to lock it in and make sure this happens. If two agree on earth touching anything in my name, I'll be there in the name of Jesus. And people use that, you know, for a small prayer group. This is a small prayer group. And name it. No, that verse of scripture, verse 20, is talking about that Jesus is going to be right there to make sure it happens. People have been healed, just say, Jesus. They've been healed. We need to sing the name of Jesus. That's why, I think about guys like Benny Hinn, they know about those certain songs to sing. Because they reverence the name, the blood the name. Things happen when you talk about the blood. Sing about the blood. So, I am stuck here. Let me just see. So pastors, teachers, churches need to teach about the name of Jesus so people can have faith to use it. Once we know about the name of Jesus, there'll be no question about faith in the name. Because the name of Jesus belongs to every Christian, every believer. Where the will of God is known, faith will follow. So if we teach about it, people will understand about that. If you know your New Testament and you begin to use the name, I claim this in the name of Jesus, it'll be yours. Now, Acts chapter 4, verse 17 to 18, notice something here. After they did a miracle, Peter and John did a miracle, because they demanded a man to be healed in the name in John chapter 3. They were thrown in jail because of that name, because they healed that man and the religious folks didn't like it. Now watch this. He said, those religious people said this. He said, but that it spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them that they speak from now on or henceforth no man in this name. Because earlier, remember, Peter said, why do you look upon us as though by our own holiness or power we had done this miracle? He said, it's faith in the name that had made this man strong, whom you see and know. Amen. They said they couldn't deny it. I wonder if that name would do the same thing today. Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? If he is so, then this can happen. Why don't we get that? Because we don't believe it enough. People are not believing in the name. Right? I think so. The devil will try to prevent you or us to know or prevent us from revering the name. Revering the name. When we honor the name, or the name of Jesus, who God exalted at his right hand, we will get results. The disciples knew the name. Because we had mentioned to you just a few minutes ago, John 14, 12 to 14, that Jesus said, the same works that I do, you will do in my name. You'll demand, you'll go around as ministry, as ministers, you'll go around demanding the works that you saw me do. You're going to go around demanding it in my name, I'm going to do it. If we believe that, things are going to happen. But we don't believe it enough. Why? Because we're not taught it enough. Now, we mentioned John 16, 23, 24. He said, you could use it in prayer now because I'm going to the Father. In this day, the New Testament age, you can use it in prayer. So they knew the value of the name of Jesus. They knew the name, using his name when demanding their rights and privileges in prayer. So we see them using it and demanding sickness and infirmity and devils to come out of people in the name of Jesus. They demanded that demons leave people in Jesus' name. You know, I've been studying about different things. You know, demons like to hang around. They congregate certain places. And they, whatever they are, that environment becomes them. They like to hang around in certain places. That's why those demons told Jesus, don't cast us out of this area. They like to inhabit people if they allow it, or animals. They said, cast us into that swine, and they went into that swine. And so they, you know, we see the those demons, you know, or those pigs didn't like the, you know, demons. They ran over a steep hill and died. Now, Jesus said in Mark 16, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. So he says, and these signs shall follow them, and we stop there. But notice there's a stoppage there, but it says this, original language says this, and these signs shall follow those who believe in my name. A little different, eh? See, they punctuated that, and they made stoppages in there, where they thought this is where it is. But, I mean, it works both ways anyway. I mean, saying it, you know, in the name of Jesus. I believe in the name of Jesus, and so I can pray in tongues in the name of Jesus. I can... If something happens to me in the name of Jesus, I pray and be protected in the name of Jesus. So we need to use the name. The Bible said that the name is a strong tower. That means it's a protection. Amen? So it says that they believe in my name, they shall cast out devils. In other words, in combat, spiritual combat, you can use the name of Jesus in combat. You can use it for protection. Or you could use it as a nice gold vase and put it on top of your table. And say, look at that name. What a wonderful name. No, use the name. The devil hates that name because in Acts 4:7, they said, what power or name did you do these things? Verse 4, Acts 4:7. We see the name being used in the prayer of agreement. When we pray in agreement, a prayer of agreement together with two people, and when you use the name, that's the glue that makes the thing work. When you two people come together and they pray in the name of Jesus, he said, I'm there in the midst. He said, it's going to happen. So the prayer of agreement works because of the name. I want to tell you something else. Unified prayer works also in the name of Jesus. He said, now, Lord, behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servants with all thy boldness. We may speak thy word by stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And the Bible says in verse 31, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. What made it work? It's the name that made it work. They respected the name. Those were the same disciples Jesus was talking to in the 16th chapter, 14th chapter of John, those same guys. So when they prayed unity prayer or corporate prayer, the name of Jesus was mentioned. The devil hates the name. The Bible says in 4:10 that it makes people whole. He said, you see this man? He was made whole in the name of Jesus. In other words, healing will come in the name. When we say Jesus, Jesus, and reverence and honor, a healing will follow. It's a holy name. Verse 10, Acts 4:10 says, let it be known unto you all, to all the people, that by the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised him from the dead, by him and by And this man stands here before you whole. Hallelujah. This man was made whole, and everyone saw him healed in the name of Jesus. Verse 10 said that. The Bible says in verse 12 of Acts 4:12 that there's no higher name than Jesus. In other words, depression will come under the name of Jesus. Cancer will come under the name of Jesus. Heart disease will come under the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is higher than any other name that can be named on this world. We need to believe that. They were forbidden to speak and teach in the name, verse 18 says. There is no higher name. The Bible says that the name has power in three worlds, in heaven, hell, and on the earth. Or the name is higher than any other authority. It's higher than any other angelic being. It's higher than the largest demon. It's bigger than any situation in this life on earth. Hebrews 1:4 says, and being made much more better than the angels, as he by inheritance obtained a more excellent name. Now, in other words, Jesus inherited his name. How did you inherit your name? You got it from your family. How did you inherit your hair? You got it from your family. It was passed on to you. Everything was passed on to you. And that name was passed on to Jesus. And Jesus gave us that name, praise God. Amen? Woo! Glory to God. Amen. The name of Jesus. Number two, the Bible says that Jesus was given that name. God highly exalted him. Philippians chapter 2, verse 2 to 11. The Bible said that being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Don't sit there looking like that. You say, praise God, that's a wonderful name, yeah. You know, we need to get excited about it. I mean, just pretend at least. I mean, just pretend that, praise God. Amen. That's how it's going to work for you. You know, even if you're just tired, you say, yeah, praise God, amen. Number three, Jesus, by conquest or by defeating the enemy, he got the name. Amen. I was telling, we were showing a story to our students, and I showed a story of that. What's that guy's name? That funny little show we showed. He's got a little son there. You know, he's marching down. They're going fishing. What is that man's name? Remember that Andy Griffith show, yeah. And he's got a little man there, a little sheriff or deputy guy. Remember that little fellow? What's his name? Mr. Furley, but his name was not Furley in that show. That's Three's Company. That's his favorite show. So remember that little fellow? You know, I don't know what his name was there. Barney. You like that show, don't you? Yeah. So Barney, you know, and he thought somebody was going to come and kill and destroy, what's his name, the older guy? Andy, yeah, Andy. So he thought somebody's coming after Andy, so he decided to himself he's going to rally up some troops. So he got two people. One was a real alcoholic. One guy was like a real slow guy. Gomer Pyle kind of guy. What's his name, the fellow? Remember? And so he got those two guys that just a town drunk. He puts them in there every night. He comes there. He's in there. So he said, you're going to be a deputy. He said, are we going to have guns? Yeah, we're going to have some guns. And that little fellow, that old drunk guy, well, he didn't want to be part of it. He said, no, somebody might get hurt. And the Gomer Pyle guy says, looky here, you know. He wants to be part of this whole thing, right? So the guy says, I'm not going to do it. Mr. Furley guy there, Barney, says, you want to be known around town as a yellow-bellied coward? And that old town drunk guy says, I don't mind. You know, that's what some people in Christian churches do. They don't mind me calling a yellow-bellied a coward when it comes to the devil. Let them pray for that guy. You know? But I want to just bless you with a couple more scriptures. You know, Colossians, the Bible says there that Jesus defeated the enemy. You know, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible gives us a picture of Jesus in his conquest. That when Jesus defeated the devil in his territory, he whipped the devil. And he took back the authority that Adam lost. He took that from him. He went to the enemy's camp. They say, he went to the enemy's camp. And he grabbed that authority from the devil. He got that authority back from the devil. And he gave it right back to the church. Amen. When he left, he says, all authority, Matthew 28, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go in my name, therefore. Woo! You know, watch this. You're going to get happy before you leave. I promise you. Not about Mr. Furley or anybody like that, but because of the name of Jesus. Now, here's a picture. Paul is moved by the Holy Spirit to pray for the church at Ephesus. You know, in Ephesus, Paul started that church over there in Acts chapter 16. He found these people. There's about 12 people there. And he founded that church. He started that church. And then he writes a letter to them later on. And they all were filled with the Holy Ghost in chapter 16. And he tells them in Ephesians 5:18, to be continually be filled with the Holy Ghost. Not just one time be filled. Be continually filled. I think some of you right here right now need another Holy Ghost filling. Now, the Holy Ghost, Paul was empowered by the Spirit to give this revelation. And he's talking about Jesus' conquest. He says, Jesus, far above, verse 21, far above all principality, and far above all power, far above all might, far above all dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. In other words, Jesus gave us victory in this natural life and also in the spiritual life. That no matter what situation is coming your way tonight, we can believe in the mighty name of Jesus. That no demon should come and bug you at your house. Just say, listen, you need to get out of here right now. Don't be afraid of a devil. You need to stand strong. Resist the enemy. So he says, notice Colossians 2:15, and having spoiled principalities and powers. Colossians 2:15 is talking about the devil being spoiled. You know, it tells you a little clearer in another version. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. In other words, he triumphed over the devil. And his triumph is our triumph. When he defeated the enemy, we defeated the enemy in his name. You know, the devil lies to so many people about addiction. They say, oh, you can't get off. No, you can get off it in the name of Jesus. It's just that your body's been lying to you. Your own mind has been lying to you that you could never get off away from it. Or you could never lose weight. That's how you're wired. You're born, that way. No, you don't have to be born that way. I mean, you could stop. You can change it. Amen. Here's what the Connie Bear translation says. He disarmed principalities and powers and fought against them. He disarmed them. You know, they have a certain kind of power against people, but not against you. Against you, they're not armed against you. Watch this. Phillips' translation says this. He exposed them, shattered them, emptied them, defeated them, in his own triumph victory for you and me. His victory is our victory. When Jesus didn't have to defeat them, he didn't have to go down there and do what he did and get up and give it to you. He didn't have to do that. He did it for you and me. He gave us victory. His victory is our victory. That's why we can shout about things and say, thank God, I know I have this problem, but praise God, it's not going to be forever in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I know some people went home, but, if you have to go. Rotherham's translation says, Jesus paralyzed them. You know, why are you scared of a paralyzed man if he's sitting there saying, I'm going to get you. That's the way he gives us in this version of the scripture. And a lot of people are afraid of the devil. And it's like, you know, he's in a big, thick glass. And he said, I'm going to get you. Go, Jesus done something wonderful for us. And why can't we believe it? Why can't people believe it? Isn't that too much? Oh, this is really too much. We got to believe the Bible, folks. These are the same principalities that he's talking about that Paul mentions in Ephesians 6:12 that we wrestle against. So we don't have to fight personally against them. Jesus already defeated them. What we do is use the name and we stand our ground. We resist them in the name of Jesus. Okay. I know. I got to stop, man. I know we have to stop because, we do have to stop. I don't want to stop, but we got to stop. Stand up. Amen. I mean, we have to hear this more often. We got to hear this more often. Amen. Amen. All right. Don't you believe that? Where's Julie when you need her? I hear music. I mean, the name. The name, wonderful name, right? You start hearing music now. Where's that coming from? Oh, you're playing. Sorry. Hallelujah. Thank God. Father, we want to thank you for that wonderful name. That you got victory for us. Even though we might not feel like it, we might not look like it, things haven't been looking so well the last 40 years. Maybe the house looks dilapidated, needs more painting. Hinges are coming off. But tonight, we want to refurbish and renew and refresh in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the power of God. I want to thank you for the name. I confess the name over every person in this house. Oh, the wonderful name, the name of Jesus. Thank you that we are free in the name. We are not defeated. We are victors. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pray in tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. Oraba sanda. Kereme sondro. Imbre ki sanda. Ka mandre siete. Go ahead. Ed, go ahead. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Simbre kese manda karabasiti ende besoto koromoshi mikiri andra kasanta. Pray the will of God in your life in the name of Jesus. Call it the will of God in your life. Call the will of God for your finances, your business. Call the will of God for your family. Oh Rabba Sanda Kise. The Bible said when we pray in the will of the name of Jesus, when we pray in tongues, we pray the will of God. Perfect will. Ora baka sambra shite ele mese. Ora baka sambra kise ele me sanda. Oh, we will not be denied. You will not be denied because of the name. You will not be denied. I heard the Spirit of God say, because of the name. You will not be denied because of the name. My holy name, my reverence name, the name that's higher than any other name, shall defeat every foe, every enemy. The name that's above every name has been told tonight. The name has been told tonight. Oh, but what wonderful things will unfold for you, my brother and sister. Oh, that name shall be used tonight when you're sleeping. Oh, Rabaka Samba Ele Shete Ere Masondo. The Spirit of God is here. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of prophecy is here right now. Oh, Braki Sinde Ene Masanda. Oh, Shenda Kise. If there's anything wrong with you tonight, you get up here right now. Anything wrong in your body, anything wrong in your mind, anything wrong in your emotions, I want you to get up here right now. Come on, the name of Jesus. Come on, the name of Jesus. Anything wrong in your body, anything wrong in your emotions, anything wrong with your finances, anything wrong with your family, anything wrong with your prayer life, anything wrong with your physical body. Oh, Abraka Samba Site. The name. The name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Every shall thank Bakashite Ele Masombo Ere Shete Kere Se. Everybody say the name. Everybody say the name. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say, in the name, I receive my inheritance. Say, in the name. Lift that hand up. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive my inheritance. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. It's that wonderful name, the name of Jesus, the name, whisper the name of Jesus. Someone's being healed in their stomach right now in the name of Jesus. Who's that? Being healed in the stomach right now in the name of Jesus. Is that you? Glory to God. Come here right now. In the name of Jesus, the Lord said, that's not coming back to you anymore. There goes that anointing. Woohoo! Glory to God. Glory to God. The fire of God. The fire of God. In the name. In the name. In the name. In the name. Oh, in the name. In the name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus, oh, oh, in the name of Jesus, yes, yes, thank you, Lord, oh, hallelujah, 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 in the name of Jesus, you're free, brother, free, thank you, free. Freedom, freedom in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Tonight when you go to bed, say, thank God, I have it in the name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I have it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Come out of that. Come out of that, man. In the name of Jesus. That boss's spirit has to leave this guy. I was just kidding. Receive in the name of Jesus. There it goes. There goes that wonderful Holy Ghost power. Woo! Woo! Depression must leave you. You've been depressed. You've been depressed. You've been depressed. Lift that hand up. The Holy Ghost said, you don't have to be depressed. Leave it where it was. Don't look back anymore. Today's freedom. Say, today I'm free. No more. In Jesus' name, amen? Just go ahead, receive a little bit of joy. Go, ha, ha, ha. Show me your day. Shaka, ba, ho, la, ba. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, amen. Thank you. You're free. You're free. Oh, Jesus. I heard the Spirit of God say, caught up. Don't ever be caught up in that. Whatever it is, don't be caught up in it. Leave it go. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let it go. Don't be caught up in it anymore. That's going to be applied for three major areas of your life. I heard the Spirit of God said three major areas of your life. Don't be caught up in that anymore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, there goes that anointing. Oh, God, that anointing is strong. Woo! Shaka ma sonda. Imbre kise te te mako sombro ko sata. Obra kisa mana. Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Are you free? You're free. Willie, are you free? You're free, man. I want you to say this. Say, no matter what I feel, no matter what anybody says, no matter what's going on, right now, I'm good. I'm free. I'm delivered. Things are going to change around in my life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to confess, I'm healed in the name of Jesus.
I'm healed in the name of Jesus.
I say, I'm free.
I'm free.
From every bondage.
From every bondage.
Say, God supplies all of my need.
God supplies all of my need.
Right now.
Right now.
Say, I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm not out. No, you're not out. You're in.
You're smarter than you are.
Say, I'm in. I'm not out.
I'm in. I'm not out.
See, that's what you have to say. So you're in Christ.
Yeah.
And when you're in Christ, you have victory. In the name of Jesus.
Good.
Yeah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somra maka sandaka. Sandere kisati, imre kisondo, koraba santa karabasa sa. Imre kisondo, imre ni alama so, ikishiki alama samba. And so you'll know what that means. And then you'll make out what has been transferred in there, what has been restored, what's been put back. And there'll be no dominion of any other spiritual forces will come anywhere near you or your house. So stop fretting about it. And begin to rejoice and begin to praise. Whenever that gets on you, begin to praise and thank him. For that name has already made deliverance available. And it will not be like it has in the past. But it's going to be different now. It's going to be different now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ora, samba. There goes. Oh, yeah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Free. Oh. Maka site. Sobra boko sobra site. Let's lift our hands in reverence to God and thank God for his goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shakara mosoto kurabe. Free. 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 In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. That's it. That's it. Thank you. Take some more, man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's praise him one more time. Praise Jesus. Oh, the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The name of Jesus, Joanne. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You want to be like that? No. No. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Or you want to be like that? You got two choices tonight. Either that or this. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. With the joy of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. Woo! Everybody say, thank God. You know, things happen in the spiritual realm that you don't know. You know, when people dance like that, it's because things are happening in the spiritual realm. Like angels are dancing in heaven, but not this drunk. David. Are you okay? Okay. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to be drunk in the spirit. There's no stress here, eh? Eh? There's no stress here. I mean, if you stayed at home, you would have missed this. Huh? Is that really necessary? Pastor Dave, it's been good. Amen. Miss Joanne, it's been good. Amen. Lord, I want to thank you tonight as we close. It's been hilarious. It's wonderful. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You're dismissed. Amen. How do you close something like this?